Hello, everyone. Welcome to Renard's Corner. I'm Renard Mitchell. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope and I pray that you are doing well. And I just want to say that I appreciate your love and support toward me through listening to this particular podcast and any other previous podcast of Renard's Corner that you may have listened to. I truly appreciate you for supporting me in this way. And I really hope that you've been blessed thus far by anything or if not everything that I've shared here on Renard's Corner. So on today's podcast, I would like to share some encouragement with you from God's Word coming from Psalms 23. And this particular script chapter and this scripture that is within the book of Psalms is such a blessing. It's so rich. It's so full, as the whole Bible is. The whole Bible is so full and so rich. And this is just a piece of the richness of God's Word that has blessed me. And I would like to just share what the Lord has placed on my heart to share with you in regards to Psalms 23. And just as an overview, I just would like to share that I love Psalms 23 because as I've recently made time to read it and study it, God has opened my eyes to see that this particular chapter just reveals so much about who God is and the character of God. And if we really lean into it, it helps us to come to know Him more and to come to know Him in a greater and better way. If we just really just when we look into the different verses in Psalms 23, it is truly telling us who God is and who He is to us. And that's honestly what I took from studying this particular chapter and verse. And I've read Psalms 23 many times over and over before, but I truly believe that as you continue to grow with God and walk with God, and as you continue to study the scriptures and meditate, that God begins to unfold and unravel this. It may be the same scripture that you've read years before, but He'll begin to show you different things and speak to you new things and new things through that scripture that you've never heard, that you've never seen before. Or He may give you a different perspective, a new understanding of that scripture, of that verse that you've never experienced before, because that's how good God is. He unfolds and He just reveals, and just because He wants us to discover who He is. He wants us to bask in the richness of His glory and in His knowledge, and just to, you know, so that's just how good God is, that he does that for us, because, you know, he wants us to draw closer to Him in the revealing of His Word and as we study His Word. So in that, I'm just going to cover just a few of the verses from Psalms 23 and just in hopes that it'll encourage you, and also just may it just help you to love God more and love the Lord our God whom we serve even more. And notice how in verse 1 it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." I'm just going to read a few of the verses and then kind of just expound from there. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters." Just within those three verses alone, we get a clear picture of as God, as our leader, that he is our leader, and that He provides leadership for us. He provides guidance for us. And as I said, "The Lord is my shepherd." That alone tells us that He is at the forefront of us, and He should remain at the forefront of us as our shepherd, just as we are considered to be His sheep and He is our shepherd. You know, sheep always follow, or in most cases are supposed to follow, just in the natural. You typically see sheep following the shepherd wherever the shepherd is going. The direction that the shepherd is going, that's the direction that the sheep are supposed to go. Of course, there will be some sheep that may get distracted and try to go run over towards that tree or that, you know, or towards that way, and may, you know, that's a whole different story. But for the most part, sheep sheep are designed to follow the shepherd, and wherever the shepherd goes, that's where the sheep go. And the shepherd is all, the shepherd always does, in the, just in the natural sense, a shepherd always does what's best for the sheep. And the sheep are unaware of what the shepherd is doing or where the shepherd is going, but the shepherd knows where they're going, where they're leading, where the shepherd is leading the sheep to. So, but the sheep, all the sheep knows is that they are, they're following. And honestly, and when you look at it as sheep typically follow the shepherd, there's a trust there. So they're following them, not knowing where the shepherd is going, where the shepherd's leading, but they're following the shepherd because there's a sense of trust there. And that's honestly, we can even just relate to that, in that as God's sheep, as we are considered as believers, as God's sheep, we are to be the same and realize that, man, God, Lord God, wherever you go, I'm going to follow you. I may not know where, Lord, where you're leading me to, but because I know who you are and I know your character, Lord, I know that no matter where you lead me, I'm always going to be well. It's always going to be well. It's always going to be great because you lead me in the way of everlasting. So, you know, God always leads us to his path is always a path of joy and a path of peace and a path of goodness because he is good. So when we have to truly carry that same heart and that trust in the Lord as our shepherd, that and realizing that that I know sometimes I may not know, I may not be aware or know what God is doing, where he's leading me and taking me to, but I know wherever he leads me, wherever he takes me, number one, he's going to be with me. And number two, it's going to be okay. It's going to be well. And I'm going to always be taken care of because that's who God is. God is good. He is faithful and he's always going to take care of us. So in that, you know, we can look at that, man, you know, God provides, he is our shepherd. He leads us. He leads us. As verse 2 and 3 says, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. That, you know, he leads me beside the still waters. That's reassurance and enough for us in realizing where the Lord is leading us to. He's going to always lead us beside still waters. Still waters are so calm. It's so calming. It's that's tranquility. That's, there's so much peace and comfort in that, in the knowing of that, man, imagine, just picture yourself walking beside still waters and just how much that quiets our hearts and our minds and our souls and washes away all of the noise and the distractions that we deal with on a daily basis. That's what our shepherd, our Lord, does for us. Is that, that's why, like as I was mentioning, is that it's so we can trust in him and trust in following him, because he, look what he does. He makes us to lie down in green pastures. We can rest. He provides. That's another revealing of God's character, is that where he's leading us to, he's leading us to places of rest. He is rest. And when we follow him, number one, it says that, you know, the Lord, going back to verse one, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not be of want. When I follow the Lord, I shall not be in want of anything, because he's always going to provide for me. That also reveals that as he is a shepherd, I shall not want. It also reveals to us that not only is God our shepherd and guiding us, but he also is a provider. He is our provider, because we're not going to be in want of anything. We're not going to lack of anything. We shall lack no good thing when the Lord is our shepherd. And as we go to verse 2, he makes us to lie down in green pastures. So that that points to that, that directs us to his character of his desire to give us rest. You know, he makes us to lie down in green pastures. And green pastures is beautiful. If you look at green pastures, or even pictures, or Google pictures of green pastures, it's beautiful scenery. And there's so much greenery and great grassland in that green pasture. And so not only is he going to give us rest, but he's going to give us rest and comfort. And as it says, he leads me beside the still waters. and that stillness, providing stillness to us when we feel like there's no stillness around us, or from the situations, the circumstances that we may be facing or dealing with just in life. God is leading us when we just choose to just keep our eyes on the Lord and follow His lead and trust His lead, trust His leadership. We will be led to a place of rest and comfort and stillness, away from everything, away from the noise, away from the busyness, away from the hustle and bustle. That's why it's important for us to keep our eyes on the Lord and follow Him as our shepherd, to keep Him as our shepherd, realizing that I can't lead my own life because I can't be my own shepherd. You know, I can't be my own shepherd because I'm not prone to make the right choices and decisions all of the time. But the Lord is perfect in all that He is and all who He is and all that He does. So that's why He must remain and be our shepherd, because He is perfect. His way is perfect. So that's why we can trust Him. So let's continue to verse 3 as it reads, "He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake." There, that word is lead again. He leads us. And also the word, look how it says, He restores my soul. We have, that gives us a clear picture of God as our restorer. Sometimes we feel like our soul is so far gone. Sometimes we feel like we've lost our way, and that we're so far away. We're too far away from God to be able to be received by Him again. And no, you're never too far from God's grace. You're never too far from God's mercy or God's forgiveness. You're never too far from God's restoration. He is able to restore any and every soul from the most brokenest place that you may feel like you're in right now. God can restore you from that place. He can restore that area of life that may seem like something's missing, that may seem like something's broken, you may feel like you've made, or you may have made the worst mistakes, or committed some of the, you may have committed sins that is a full list of sins that you may feel like that is unforgivable. But God stands willing and able to forgive you. He stands willing and able to restore you, to forgive you, to restore you as you go to Him and repent, and as you seek His face again. He stands willing and able with His door and arms wide open to receive you at all times through His grace, through His mercy, because His word says that His mercy endures forever. So that means His mercy never stops. So that means you today can go to God today and be like, "God, I know that I've messed up. I know that I'm in this low place, or I know that I'm depressed. I know that I'm stressed. I know that I'm dealing with this, or I know that, man, I've had this tragedy happen to me that I never thought I would ever go through." Or you may feel like, "Man, like I did this person wrong." There's so many things that you may feel like. You may feel like, "Man, you may be filled with so much anxiety. You may be torn down. You may be in any kind of place that feels like it's hopeless. But with God, there is always hope, and He can restore any situation. He can restore. He is able, and He is willing and able to restore our souls wherever we have placed our souls or given our souls to. God is able to restore us back to Him, to restore us back to who He created us to be. Because sometimes in life we lose sight of who God made us to be and what He made us for, what the purpose of why He brought us into this earth. Sometimes we lose sight of that because of circumstances that we deal with, because of situations we either get caught up in or that we throw ourselves into, or because of our environment, our surroundings, because of what's going on in the world, the things we get caught up in, because of sin, because of so many different things, we lose sight of God and who He made us to be in our walk with Him. And God can restore you back to that. God can restore us back to that place of gaining the sense and the knowing of that we belong to him and who we are in him, made in his image and his likeness, and restore us back to that image. Restore us back to where we don't have to feel like we have to make our own image, or we have to conform to the image of someone else, where we don't have to no longer have to feel like we have to conform to the things that are around us in this world. But to the point of where literally, no, he can restore us, restore our minds, restore our hearts, the purpose of our hearts to doing the things of God and not doing the will of God and not our own will. That's what we need God to do. And he's able to do it. Because we're reminding in this verse, he restores my soul. That's what he does. If it says he restores my soul, that's telling us that's what God does. He specializes in that. That's the way God's allowing me to see that is that if he says he does something, like if it says, if I told you that I work at this thing or I dance or I sing, then that I'm telling you pretty much that's what I do. That's what I specialize in. This is God telling us that he specializes. He is able. He is a restorer. That's what he does. So if you need if you need to be restored, if you need your soul to be restored, then your soul involves your mind, your will, your emotions. If you need those areas restored, the Lord can restore you. He can restore your mind. He can restore your will to the place where now you're not running, no longer living for your will, but for his will. He can restore your emotions when your emotions that has been broken, your emotions that has been torn down, your emotions that have been up and down. He can stabilize and sustain your emotions again to the point of where you're no longer all over the place, but you are sound in your emotions. You are sound in your mind, sound in your heart. God is here and able every day, every moment to restore your soul. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So him saying that he restored, God's telling us that he restores my soul does not change and will never change because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He restored yesterday. He restored our souls yesterday. He can restore our souls today and forever. He can restore our souls. Because that's who he is. That's what he does. He leads us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. For his name's sake, God is leading us. Sometimes we feel like, man, how do I stay on? How do I stay doing good? Or how do I not grow? It's hard to not grow weary and doing good. It's hard to walk this walk of Christ and to walk this walk of faith with Christ. It's hard. It's hard. It's hard, and it is difficult. But God is telling us that if you follow me, I will lead you and help you in walking and staying on that path of righteousness. And I will lead you to that path, especially when it seems like it's hard to stay on it. I will lead you. He's saying he leads us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake, because he's leading us so that way we can be with him. So that's why we got to trust his leadership. Going back to what I shared in the beginning from verse 1. In verse 2, trusting God's leadership, trusting him as our shepherd, because he's always leading us into the way of everlasting. He's always leading us to life because he is life. He is our life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. So that's why we can trust him. That's why we need to trust him. So he leads us. That's what he does. He specializes in leading us into the path of righteousness for his name's sake. The Lord God is available and wants to help us to live a life that is pleasing unto him. That's why he said he leads me in the paths of righteousness, so that way we can, to help us to choose righteousness over wickedness, to choose to do things, not just good things, but things that are pleasing in God's sight. God is willing and able to help us so that way we can please him, because when we please him, we are able to see him and to be with him forever. Eternal life is what is the free gift that he's given to us. When Jesus died on the cross and was resurrected from the dead, he provided us the free gift of eternal life to be with him and to live with him forever. And that's what God is trying to, that's why he stands here in this verse, saying that he stands willing and available to lead us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake, that we may live. He stands willing and able to help us live holy lives. So that way, because without holiness, we will not be able to see the Lord. The word of God says in Hebrews 12, verse 14, pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. So a life of holiness, a life of purity, a life that is acceptable unto the Lord is what the Lord is willing and able to help us live out, which is why he says he leads me. He is daily calling unto us through his leadership for us to follow him as he leads us. Because when those moments when it's hard to do the right thing, and not just the right thing in our definition, not the way we define the right thing, but doing it can be considered doing a God thing, doing what God sees right, is the only way to do that, and the only way to be able to do it is with God and by following him. Because when we follow him, we are able to see, when we look at the life of Jesus, we're able to see how to truly live the life that God wants us to live. Because Jesus lived that when he walked this earth. He lived perfectly before the Lord, before our Father. That's why God said to when Jesus was transfigured on the mountain before Peter, James, and John, that's what he said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Because Jesus did everything that was according to the will of God. He did the will of God, and he did it in excellence and holiness and purity. So that's why we can look at the life of the Lord that he lived. And when we follow him, when we follow how he lived his life, and how he spoke, and how the choices he made, and in everything, and as we follow the Lord in his direction and his leading and his guidance, we will truly be guided into how to live this life that we live every day for him, in righteousness, not in our own righteousness, but in his righteousness, so that we can please him, and in pleasing him, we will be able to see him. Matthew 5 verse 8 says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. That is the only way we're going to discover that and be able to have a pure heart is by allowing the Lord to lead us into the paths of righteousness. Those paths of righteousness, not our own path, not choosing our own path or our own way, but choosing to follow the Lord. Because sometimes when we're living this life outside of following God's leading, it's hard to see the path of righteousness sometimes, because we're so caught up in what we want to do. We're so caught up in what's going on around us. So it's hard to see that path of righteousness, because we're on our own path. We're looking at someone else's path, path of life that they're living. But the path of righteousness sometimes we can only be seen the path of righteousness can only be seen when we are looking unto the Lord and going to him on a daily basis, seeking him, seeking his heart, and asking him. Sometimes we even got to ask him, God, lead me. We can even pray that as a prayer. God, lead me in your paths of righteousness for your name's sake. And he will lead you. He will lead us when we ask him and when we're looking for it. Sometimes we also got to be looking for it. Looking and desire it. We also got to desire it as well. But realizing that, man, if I truly want to have a pure heart, and if I truly want to see God, and I truly want to be with the Lord and live with him forever and experience that eternal life, I got to be pure in heart. And the only way that I can be pure in heart is by staying on the path of righteousness and finding that path of righteousness and staying on it. And the only way that I can find it and stay in that path of righteousness is by following the Lord's lead, is by following and trusting his guidance, trusting his leadership. That's the only way that I'm going to find that path of righteousness and remain in it. And I got to remain. It's a daily thing that I got to do. I got to constantly keep following him. I got to constantly keep trusting his guidance and his leadership for me to stay in the path of righteousness. Because if I don't, I'll be walking in my own righteousness, which is vain. So on that note, I definitely want to close on that. And I'm going to do a part two podcast episode to this, to where I'm going to cover the rest of the verses of Psalms 23. But I hope and pray that there was something that I shared here that has been an encouragement to you, that has blessed you. And just to sum everything up that I've shared here, just know that the Lord is your shepherd. He is willing and able to guide you in every situation, in every part of your life. He's your guide. He's your shepherd. He's your leader. And he's your provider. If there's anything else that we can take away from Psalms 23, that we're able to discover who God is, and may we acknowledge him as that. I pray that you'll choose to acknowledge the Lord in your daily life as number one, as your Lord, as your shepherd, the one who leads you and guides you, as your leader, that the Lord is your provider. May we acknowledge the Lord as our comfort, our comforter, because he makes us to lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside the still waters, desiring peace for us. He's our peace. The Lord is our restorer. May we acknowledge him every day as our restorer and go to him. Trust his leadership. Let's trust his guidance. Because God always knows what's best for us. When you don't know what to do, when you don't know where to go, trust that God, who is with you, will lead you and guide you in the way that you need to go. May God continue to bless you and keep you. I love and appreciate you guys so much. And thank you again for listening today. And I look forward to sharing with you on the next podcast. Take care and stay well.